Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 7, 24 to 37. Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 37. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her. "For it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears, and he spat and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." My theme for reflection is the unlikely faith that breaks barriers. The unlikely faith that breaks barriers. In Mark 7, 24 to 37, we find two stories placed side by side, highlighting the remarkable power of faith and the breaking down of barriers. Both stories involve people suffering from conditions that isolate them: a daughter possessed by a demon and a man who is deaf and unable to speak. In both cases, others step in to intercede on their behalf, seeking out Jesus with desperate faith. These stories are set in Gentile territories, areas looked down upon by the Jewish people of the time. The references to Tyre, Sidon, and the Decapolis remind us that Jesus is moving beyond the familiar boundaries of Israel, entering regions considered unclean and undesirable by Jewish standards. This context is especially significant when we consider the interactions that follow. The first story involves a Syrophoenician woman, a Gentile, who approaches Jesus for help. Unlike many others in the Gospel of Mark, she doesn't come to Jesus with any sense of entitlement. Instead, she is humble, acknowledging her status as an outsider. Jesus' initial response to her is shocking and seemingly harsh. He compares giving help to her, a Gentile, to throwing the children's bread to dogs. It is a jarring moment, one that challenges our understanding of Jesus' character. However, the woman's quick-witted and humble response turns the situation on its head. She doesn't argue or take offense. Instead, she accepts the metaphor and turns it in her favor, acknowledging that even dogs get crumbs from the children's table. Her response is a powerful example of humility and faith. She recognizes Jesus' authority and, in doing so, secures the healing of her daughter. This moment is not just about physical healing, but about the breaking of ethnic and religious barriers. Jesus affirms her faith and grants her request, showing that God's grace extends beyond the boundaries of Israel. The second story, about the healing of the deaf man, emphasizes Jesus' compassion and the power of his touch. Unlike the distant healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter, this healing is personal and intimate. Jesus takes the man aside, touches him, and with a deep sigh, commands his ears to be opened. The man is immediately healed, and the crowd cannot keep silent about the miracle, despite Jesus' instruction to do so. This story highlights that Jesus' miracles and message are too powerful to be contained or kept secret. My dear friends, these stories challenge us to reflect on our own faith and the barriers we place around God's grace. The Syrophoenician woman's story, in particular, pushes us to consider how we respond when our faith is tested. Do we persist with humility and trust, even when the answer seems harsh or delayed? Are we willing to cross the boundaries that society sets, just as Jesus did, to bring healing and hope to those in need? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do I respond when my faith is tested or when I feel like an outsider in my spiritual journey? Number two, what barriers, cultural, social, or personal, do I need to overcome to fully embrace and share the message of God's grace? Gracious God, help us to have the faith and humility of the Syrophoenician woman, trusting in your grace even when the path seems difficult. Teach us to break down the barriers that divide us and to extend your love and healing to all, regardless of their background or circumstances. May we follow Jesus' example of compassion and boldness, bringing hope to those who need it most. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.